Hello then, and welcome to the Real Madrid podcast, where we round up all of the news, rumour and speculation of the last week. And also today we're going to be looking ahead to the Champions League final this Saturday night. And let's begin with reference to that competition, as it emerged this afternoon that Zidane has actually taken his entire 24-man playing squad to Kiev. Remember, six of those players will not even make the bench, as it has to be slimmed down to 18 on match day. Now, the atmosphere, you might imagine, there could very soon become toxic amongst those who have actually missed out. Earlier today, former Madrid and Liverpool player Steve McManaman was giving his assessment of both teams ahead of the Champions League final. On Zidane, he said people really do not give him the credit that he deserves. If Guardiola was doing what he's done, they'd be singing it from the rooftops. And he followed it on by saying, don't forget that Zidane has spent, by comparison with the other big clubs around Europe, very little money indeed. And he ended by saying, Zidane, he said, should be there forever, given what he's actually achieved. Now, with lots of interviews being done by various outlets, there's plenty to hear and say. Ronaldo was asked about his future and potentially a future with Neymar as well. And he said, I've been here for 8 years now. He said, there is always talk of 40, 50 players coming here. In the end, none of them ever arrive. What I do feel, though, is I feel loved in Madrid, and that is the most important thing. And on Real Madrid, he added that I still think Madrid are the best club in the world. Karim Benzema is never far away from the news. And as a replacement is being sought for him, there's interest reignited in the acquisition of Mauro Icardi, who it's said is now ready to make the switch to Spain, regardless of Inter's Champions League qualification. In terms of value, his fee, they expect, would not be as much as the 200 million that Liverpool want for Mo Salah. Keylor Navas is again being prominent in the media. On his Madrid future, he had this to say. The club have made it very clear to me that they're happy with my work here, and I believe them. On the Spanish media, he said that, I sometimes feel that the journalists really do not value me and my contribution. Off the pitch, he was asked about his life. He said, listen, I'm pretty much an everyday humble guy. I go to the supermarket. I like to cook. Just ordinary things. I try to keep my feet very firmly on the ground. And remaining on the goalkeeper's subject, Brazil's legendary World Cup keeper Tafarel has been talking up the talents of Alisson. I can tell you, he said, that he is ready to play for Madrid or any other team in the world. Gareth Bale has been telling anybody that will listen to him that the only place that he wants to go is back to Tottenham. He believes that with the likes of Kane, Dele Alli and Eriksen on board as well, Spurs are ready to succeed. The only offers, though, remember, on the table so far are from Liverpool and Chelsea, neither of whom he is interested in joining. The only other team that could actually stimulate some interest in him is Manchester United. Every few days we see a new name linked with Real Madrid, and today it's Marco Verratti. This comes purely because of the speculation surrounding the outcome of the UEFA investigation of PSG into financial fair play. And if a ruling against them is made and players do have to leave, Verratti is one who may well find himself landing in Madrid. Back to Karim Benzema. His future may well be in Italy. With Carlo Ancelotti now installed as the new Napoli coach, he wants to bring Benzema to Serie A. And Perez is said to be very open to making the sale, providing they clear 60 million as the fee, because that is the minimum they will let Benzema go for. Thiago Alcantara is facing uncertain times at Bayern Munich. Remember, Leon Goretzka is going to be the first choice there next season. And some prominent media figures, including Lothar Matthäus, have been pointing out in the media he hasn't really made any difference in the big games, said Matthäus. He has been a shadow of what he was when he first arrived. It seems may well be time then to move on. There are some that would like to see him at Madrid, and with a return to Barca unlikely, it could be something of a bargain buy as well for Madrid this summer, and would slot seamlessly into the midfield, especially if Modric or even Cruz does in fact follow through on their threats or their promises and actually leave the club. More on keeper Navas from this week. His future, of course, long been in the balance. However, with the news of Zidane's interest in signing Donnarumma and the subsequent discussions with Navas, it was believed that he would stay as the number one with the introduction of a younger keeper over time. However, it's not only Napoli that are interested. There's growing interest from Juventus, which has hooked his attention, of course, with Buffon leaving. Navas, it now appears, has suitors all over England in the Premier League and indeed in Serie A. James Rodriguez, he of no permanent abode, has let it slip that Bayern Munich are preparing to launch a surprise bid to lure Dybala. Now, with Lewandowski's future still up in the air, remember Bayern Munich are already planning replacements. Lewandowski, though, is still unclear where he's going to be going because the interest from Real Madrid in signing him has cooled significantly. Today's Neymar story, well, that would be the one which is linked in with a meeting with Manchester United with their aim of making him the highest paid player in the world. Staying in Paris, the hunt for defenders to strengthen the weak back four from this season as Marquinhos as a potential saviour, but only if Umtiti cannot be bought. Umtiti, of course, is being linked with PSG as well again today. 60 million buys Marquinhos as options are limited, especially after Bonucci's reply when questioned about a move to Madrid. We can't actually repeat what he said when he was actually put that question, but fair to say he won't be coming. Now, on Tuesday, there was an open day at Madrid. All the players were talking, plenty of press there. Sergio Ramos actually agreed when interviewed that there had been discord and disquiet in the Madrid dressing room. But now, he said, all is fine. In fact, the atmosphere is fantastic. Bale also appeared as well in interview. I feel good, he said. I'm ready for the final. Big question, of course, is still, will he start? One, of course, who will is Cristiano Ronaldo, who's been proclaiming his love for this competition. I always love playing Champions League. To win this, you always have to beat the best clubs with the best players in the world. I want to play, and if possible, to score goals on Saturday. The most important thing, though, is to win. No matter who scores the goals, the important thing is to win and make history. Toni Kroos highlighted the difference between Liverpool and Real Madrid. They will, he said, be like 11 animals raring to go at kickoff. We, though, will be better on the ball. They, he said, will go out to press for 90 minutes. They will be aggressive. I know Jurgen Klopp very well. I know exactly what to expect. Zidane took to the mic and gave a resume of his strengths and weaknesses. He said, I'm not the best coach, technically, but I know how to handle players and I know how to handle their egos as well. Talking Ronaldo, he said, for him, if he doesn't score in one game, it doesn't really annoy him. He knows the next game, more chances will come and he will score. Pressure really does not affect him. He is quite an incredible personality. Asked about the team selection and does he find it difficult to sleep at night trying to figure out who will play, he said, sometimes I get a real headache because they are all great players. I'm not going to tell them 3 days before who will play either. They will find out on the day. And for those who think that there are weaknesses at the back for Real Madrid, Navas had this to say about the defenders in front of him. They, Liverpool, have players who can make the difference, but I have the best defence in the world in front of me, and I trust them implicitly. And don't forget, Madrid have already celebrated one European title already this week, the EuroLeague Basketball League. They'd never won both EuroLeague and Champions League before, so this could be a little bit more history in the making as well. More Neymar stories. Thomas Tuchel has been talking about him. Neymar, he said, is an artist, an exceptional player, one of the best in the world. I have to create the right structure so he can express himself. Jurgen Klopp, in conversation, talking about Zidane. He was one, remember, of the best five players of all time. What he's done with Real Madrid is incredible. But we are not going to Kiev to ask for their shirts. Of course, all the hoo-ha and the build-up to the Champions League final, it did not go unnoticed that despite that final, 76 points and third in the league, was the worst performance in 11 years for Real Madrid. Not only Vicencio's mood has changed this week, remember he started the week by being quoted in the press as saying, listen, there's a clear message from me. If I do not play in Kiev, then I am off. Manchester City, remember, are lying in wait to acquire his signature. Of course, in the last week, the season ended with that 2-2 draw. Bale on the score sheet again, which with a week to go until that Champions League final has the discussion again. It's raging. Should Bale be in the starting lineup? Marca said that if he is, it should never be for Isco. How was his performance summed up? Another splendid match, it said about Gareth Bale, which gives Zidane even further headaches for this final. Goals, mobility, teamwork, everything that was asked of Gareth Bale, he provided at the right time. For others, his place in the starting lineup is clear-cut with Bale's recent form and the fact that Pedro still wants him gone this summer. A place in the starting 11 will raise his profile more and indeed his price, despite Ronaldo actually wanting Benzema in the starting lineup. Zidane is expected to side with Gareth Bale. Now, this from earlier in the week about Neymar as well. Pini Zahavi was in Madrid just over a week ago. It's said to lay the foundations for Neymar's move to Madrid. And what followed being a full rebuttal, of course, of any approach from Khelaifi at PSG. It's now said that Neymar has had enough and wants out. But it may not be to Real Madrid. He's said to be fed up with the fact that there's been no official move being made for him, which is leaving him looking favourably at this move to Old Trafford. Now, we spoke about Thiago Alcantara a little bit earlier, becoming an ever hotter property by the day. It's not only Real Madrid who are the front runners or the only runners for his signature. They have partners in the race as well in what is an expanding field. Not only Barcelona, but now Atletico Madrid and PSG, all monitoring activities. And staying with Atletico, Zidane, who openly wants Maxime Lopez from Marseille, is now looking to add even more French flavour to this squad. Lucas Hernandez of Atletico, the 22-year-old central defender, recently broke through into the French national team and has made 52 appearances for Atletico. Well, he is also on Zidane's wanted list. Another story that raised an eyebrow or two over the weekend coming into this week, the unlikely name being linked with a move to Real Madrid, a Jamaican winger who began his career in Belgium but made a significant impact at Leverkusen last season. Leon Bailey is just 20 years of age, scored 9 Bundesliga goals last season, so keep an eye out for him. And staying in the Bundesliga, David Alaba is still at the forefront of the arrivals list for this summer. And the season now at a close by Munich, of course, after that spectacular failure in the Cup on Saturday. Negotiations can now begin. We haven't had a Neymar quote, have we, for the last couple of minutes? So here's another one from earlier in the week. PSG president El Khelaifi in the French press on Sunday. Neymar, he said, is tired of these rumours. His father told me that his future is in Paris. 10,000 times I have said he will stay. Now, back to Mo Salah. Asensio has in recent months been absolutely not for sale, according to Perez. However, with Madrid wanting Mo Salah and not wanting to pay $200 million in order to get him, the only way out is to put a player in the exchange, and a significant one at that. Asensio, valued at between $80 and $100 million, is the only player that Liverpool want. The stumbling block, though, could well be Asensio, as he doesn't, it's said, really want to go to Liverpool. And so then to the Champions League final this Saturday night against Liverpool. Victory in Kiev would make Real Madrid the fourth team to claim 3 successive European crowns. The first to do it twice following their victories in the first 5 European Cups, of course, between 56 and 60. Ajax did it and Bayern Munich did it as well, the last time being between 74 and 76, that Bayern Munich team. Zidane could also become the first coach to win 3 European Cups in a row, having become, remember, the first to win the Champions League in consecutive seasons in 2017. Raising the trophy in Kiev as well would make it 5 Champions League triumphs for the competition's record goal scorer, Cristiano Ronaldo. That, of course, would be another first, and Ronaldo would be only the 5th player to appear in 5 European Cup final victories and the first in the Champions League era, should he feature a Madrid triumph. The other 4 players are Madrid trio of Gento, the only player to appear in 6 finals, Di Stefano, Zaraga and Paolo Maldini from the modern era. Spain really does reign supreme and dominate. Madrid's victory in Cardiff in 2017 was the 10th Champions League win for a Spanish side, twice as many as the next highest ranked nation, is Italy, England on 4 and Germany on 3. This is, believe it or not, Real Madrid's 31st UEFA final. In addition to their 15 European Cup appearances, they were UEFA Cup winners as well in 1985 and 86. They were European Cup Winners' Cup runners-up in 71 and 83, and they lifted the UEFA Super Cup in 2002, 14, 16 and 17, having lost in 98 and 2000, and won the European South American Cup in 60, 98, 2002, losing in 66 and 2000. It's a simply staggering level of achievement for the world's number one club. What about Real Madrid's record in Kiev? They've been there before. They've played 4 times. They've won only 1, drew 2, and lost 1, scoring 6, conceding 7. All 4 games coming in the Champions League against Dinamo Kiev. Their last 2 trips both ended 2-2 in the group stage back in November of 2004, a game actually which Zidane played in. And in 2006, they lost 2-0 on their first visit there in the quarterfinals back in 98-99. There was a young guy playing there called Andrei Shevchenko who scored both of the goals. Now, Cristiano Ronaldo is never far away from a Champions League record of some type or other. Remember, this season he became the first player to score in all 6 group games, registering 9 goals overall. He also struck in each leg of both the last 16 and the quarterfinal, meaning he'd scored in every European game this season before drawing a blank in both legs of the semi-final. He is the competition's top scorer with 15 goals. The only player to have bettered that total is Ronaldo himself, when he scored 17 back in 2013-14, 16 in 2015-2016. And what if the game goes to a shootout? What's Madrid's record? 1-2 it is, lost 2. Beat Atletico Madrid in 2015-16, beat Juventus in 86-87 in the European Cup second round it was then. The defeats, well, Bayern Munich in the Champions League semi-final back in 2011-2012, and Red Star Belgrade back in 1974-75 in the European Cup Winners' Cup quarter-final. Liverpool's record in UEFA penalty shootouts is 1-3, lost only the one. The one they lost to was against Beşiktaş, believe it or not, but they've beaten Chelsea, Roma and Milan. And finally, if you're looking for predictions in the previous 25 Champions League finals, there have been 18 outright wins. 7 games have gone to a penalty shootout. 70 goals only have been scored. The most common result being 2-1 and 1-1, which have happened each on 5 occasions. 3 finals have finished 1-0. But something tells us, and many other people believe, that there is going to be an awful lot of goals being scored in this game on Saturday. And if there is, well, could Cristiano Ronaldo become the first player ever to score a hat-trick in a Champions League final? Daniele Mazzaro, Karl-Heinz Riedler, Hernan Crespo, Pibo Inzaghi, Diego Milito and Cristiano Ronaldo himself have all scored twice. Nobody has ever scored a Champions League final hat-trick. And that just about wraps it up then for this week's Real Madrid podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget, we will be back next week on Friday morning. Until then, enjoy the Champions League final and have a great week. A reminder, if you want to get in touch, then you can do on Twitter @TimCapel or indeed on Facebook @TimCapel as well. Bye-bye for now then.